From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. South Korea's president went into action Saturday after being caught off guard by President Trump's abrupt cancellation of the June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. AP's Ben Thomas following the story.
President Moon Jae-in called the decision regrettable and said it left him perplexed. But Trump quickly softened his tone on the cancellation following an unusually restrained response from Pyongyang. Moon and Kim held a surprise second summit at the border village of Panmunjom Saturday. Analysts say Moon was likely trying to confirm Kim's willingness to enter nuclear negotiations with Trump and to clarify what steps Kim has in mind in the process of denuclearization. U.S. officials have talked about a comprehensive one-shot deal in which North Korea fully eliminates its nuclear weapons first and receives rewards later. Kim has called for a phased process in which every action he takes is rewarded. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American who had been held as a prisoner in Venezuela since the summer of 2016 is now back in the United States. Joshua Holt and his Venezuelan wife and daughter arrived in the U.S. accompanied by Senator Bob Corker, who helped negotiate their release. Holt and his wife had been imprisoned in Venezuela for 2 years on charges of concealing weapons, a charge they deny. Corker met Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro for talks on Friday. The United Nations Children's Fund warning the Ebola outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo threatens the health and well-being of children. They say special care must be taken to help them survive. Previous outbreaks of Ebola have shown high levels of trauma for children. This is VOA News. Irish citizens have voted by a large margin to repeal the country's restrictive abortion law, dealing a serious blow to the anti-abortion movement. Outcome is a landmark victory in the Irish women's fight for abortion rights in a predominantly Catholic nation. Diarmaid Federer is a lecturer in modern Irish history at University College in Dublin.
The population of Southern Ireland, particularly after the creation of the two states of Ireland in almost 100 years ago, the population was over 90% Catholic, and many of our laws and constitutional provisions have reflected that Catholic identity. But there are those who maintain that it is no longer fit for purpose and doesn't correspond to the reality of a much more diverse and modern Ireland.
The vote eliminates a 1983 amendment that required authorities to defend the lives of women and a fetus equally and banned abortion under nearly every circumstance. World Health Organization's annual conference has ended on a high note, with the organization's director general praising delegates for giving him a strong mandate to implement an ambitious program, he says, of reforms and initiatives that will improve global health. The WHO chief urged the delegates to go back to their countries with renewed determination to work every day for the health of their people. How well they succeed in this endeavor, he says, will be measured by the outcomes, by whether they result in real change on the ground. United Nations says the ongoing drought that has gripped two-thirds of Afghanistan's 34 provinces has put more than 2 million people at risk of becoming severely food insecure. UN has documented the first migration of more than 21,000 people since the beginning of May to urban centers due to drought and depleted food stocks for families. Chairman of the U.S. Military's Joint Chiefs of Staff has addressed graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
General Joseph Dunford thanked the graduating cadets at West Point for choosing to serve now.
I want to personally thank you for answering the call to serve during a very challenging time. You chose to join an army at war.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff also stressed the importance of leading and embracing change.
There's no substitute for taking a clear-eyed look at the threats we'll face and asking how our force will adapt to meet those threats.
He told cadets the pace of change and the speed of war has greatly accelerated. I'm Julie Walker.
Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.